This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden said there will be a Western military response if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine. Responding to a reporter's question, Biden said whether or not you're asking whether NATO would cross into Ukraine to confront Russian forces, we'd make that decision at the time. The U.S. president said at the headquarters of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, that Russia should be removed from the group of 20 major economies and that Ukraine would be allowed to attend G20 meetings. Biden also announced more humanitarian assistance for Ukraine.
I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine. Many Ukrainian refugees will wish to stay in Europe, closer to their homes. But we've also will welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States with a focus on reuniting families.
Addressing the summit via video, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his military needed fighter jets, tanks, and improved air and sea defense systems as he warned Russia would attack NATO member Poland and other Eastern European countries. A White House statement issued Thursday said between now and the NATO summit in June, we will develop plans for additional forces and capabilities to strengthen NATO defenses. And U.S. and British officials on Thursday accused the Russian government of running a years-long campaign to hack into critical infrastructure, including an American nuclear plant and a Saudi oil refinery. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Canada will continue.